This morning, the Securities and Exchange Commission voted 3-2 to require that most publicly traded companies disclose what the CEO makes relative to the compensation for a median worker at that company. That would be, of course, median compensation for a worker at that company. The rule was 5 years in the making. It was part of the Dodd-Frank financial reforms passed after the crisis. And depending on who you talk to, it's either going to help keep compensation packages in check for the people in the corner office, or it's going to be completely useless. That's where Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson starts us off.
Publicly traded companies already disclose just how fat their CEO paychecks are. So what will this new data tell us that we didn't already know? Lawrence Michel is president of the Economic Policy Institute.
It's important to put numbers in context. And I think using a CEO to worker pay ratio provides the right context for understanding how extraordinary CEO pay has become in recent decades.
EPI's research shows that in the 1960s, CEOs made roughly 20 times as much as the typical worker. Michel says it's now up around 300. He thinks investors, workers, and all the rest of us should know that and be able to follow changes over time. But Amy Hutton, a professor at Boston College, says this ratio has become very politicized.
People will use this measure when it's reported to make whichever argument they wish to make.
Either to complain that CEO pay is too high or to justify the ratio if it's in line with competitors. Plus, Hutton says companies that outsource work may look better in this statistic than companies that actually hire workers.
I don't know that this really tells us very much about whether or not CEO pay is appropriate.
Nora McCord with Stephen Hall & Partners is an executive compensation consultant.
I have one client who was considering awarding a toaster to the median employee.
That's how random they thought this was. McCord thinks tracking CEO pay against company performance is a better way to judge if the boss is worth their millions. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.